During last weekend's windy, rainy, and therefore very Adams Family weekend, a cheery ticket taker at Ocean State inquired whether I'd come to see Fester. Well, sort of, I guess, was my not exactly clever reply. You see, you are either a longtime follower of the Adams Bunch or you are not. And I have to admit that I am in the latter class. If I hadn't researched the Adams Family, I'd have had no idea what the friendly fellow was talking about. Fester who? Would have been my response. Which is kind of the thing about seeing the Adams Family in a terrific production directed by Ocean State's artistic leader, Amy Turner. If you are a big follower of the Adams Bunch, then I suspect you will love this knockout version. But if you are like me and pretty much Adams lacking, then you will appreciate the production, filled as it is with first-rate performances in a fun-loving, appropriate, goofy setting. But you'll also find this show as just a bit too much. Sometimes awfully loud with loaded amplification, and all too long with just too many set-piece musical numbers thrown in just because, well, I don't really know why. It's just that this musical could be better, swifter, smarter, more to the point, if it were cut back by 20% or so. But with that said, I've got to also report that this production is filled with talent, well-led. That begins with Steve Galeastro, who gives a wonderfully bright and beautifully sung performance as dear old Gomez Adams, the father figure of the family. You perhaps remember that the Adams Bunch is all about badness. They love to corrupt, to beat up on the world, and call it fun, fun, fun. But when they meet a straight-laced couple from Ohio and find out that their fully corrupted daughter plans to marry a sweetie boy from that swing state, well, all heck breaks loose. Matching Galeastro's fine work is Katie Ann Clark as Morticia, the mother who rules all. She sings with power and meaning and dances with vibrant sexiness. The rest of the ensemble is right there, too. Kayla Thomas and Brody Karn are sweetly fine as the hoping-to-marry kids. Alexander LeBlanc, a 13-year-old from East Greenwich, is swell as a needy younger brother, and a veteran, Joseph Torello, is a stumbling, bumbling, and finally a perfect crowd-pleasing butler to the Adams Bunch. And oh yes, Fred Frobata is a sweet-hearted old guy as my newfound favorite, Uncle Fester. So, a golden production of a musical that may not exactly be Broadway's best is what's on at Ocean State. If you've been an Adams acolyte over the years, it's something not to miss. If you're a little light on the Adams fan end, as I am, well, this production still has something to offer. Much of the time, it's pretty much a faux gruesome delight.